The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, fellas? Welcome back to Combos Over Cold Brew. Today I'm doing a little bonus episode, a little solo pod, why not? I'm really doing this just to follow up on an Instagram post I made yesterday that I guess went viral. I mean, I wasn't really expecting it to reach this many people, but to give a little bit of context, I posted about, basically it's like a 4-year transformation of me in high school from freshman year to senior year and just literally my physical growth over the course of the 4 years. And I posted it because I feel like it's something that's not really talked about in the running community that much. And I feel like now on social media, especially with so many people on social media looking at what other people are doing, I feel like it's just something that isn't really brought up that often in the younger generation. The reason I made the post, I was literally scrolling through TikTok and I was honestly kind of like triggered by some of like the stuff that was on there. I just feel like there's a lot of, I don't know, not necessarily, I guess harmful is the right word. I don't know. It's just a lot of like toxic information on there and a bunch of comparison. And I just know how many young people are watching this and in the running world are watching this. And I don't know. It just kind of made me realize like, I didn't grow up with a bunch of social media, and I am so glad I didn't, honestly, because I feel like I don't know how that would have affected me. Just being able to see what everyone's doing day to day, what people's training looks like, what they're doing outside of training, what their nutrition looks like. Like, I feel like that really affects people. And I'm just glad that I didn't grow up with social media, which is funny because obviously I work basically in social media now. So it's funny that I say that, honestly, but yeah, I don't know. That's the reason I made the post, was because I just wanted to show my transformation over the 4 years. Basically, to sum it up, if you didn't see the post, it was just 4 pictures of me at the same meet each year, from freshman year to senior year. And I look, you can see that I look very different in each picture. And I have said this quite a few times before on various social media platforms, including this podcast, but I grew 8 inches over the course of high school and I gained 50 pounds. And this wasn't something I was really necessarily keeping track of. I never really weighed myself. I think I just, like, I would say I probably weighed myself the times I had to get a physical before high school, and that was it. I never kept track of it. I obviously knew I was getting taller, but yeah, I think back and I gained a solid 50 pounds. And I can honestly say I was never really stressed about it, because for me, I have always had a very good head on my shoulders, I would say, especially when I was younger. Like, I never really compared myself to anyone else. I would go to these high-level meets and realize, like, I remember going to Brooks PR, and I was racing the 2-mile, and I was probably double the size of everyone else there, but I didn't really think twice about it. I mean, I had been running for so long, and I knew I was, like, good and comfortable in my running, so I never really compared myself to other people, and that's why I feel like social media can be a really toxic place, because you're literally, like, scrolling through things every day that are showing what other people look like, what they're doing every day. And it's just so easy to find yourself comparing what you do every day to other people. And that's not necessarily what I could do. Like, looking at my competitors, I wasn't scrolling in 2012. I wasn't scrolling through Instagram looking at who I was going to be racing at Brooks PR, seeing what their training was, seeing what they ate in a day, seeing what their recovery routine looked like. Like, that's just something I wasn't able to do. So I think I was more like, I guess, blessed to be a part of that generation. So it's not something I'm really worried about. But the reason I made the post was to just show that, like, looking very different from freshman year to senior year is completely normal. And I find a lot of people just are holding on to some sort of like physical standard. It just really frustrates me to see people that are so focused on the way their body looks and always trying to shrink themselves. That's not a great way to think, because to explain a little bit more about what my caption said in my Instagram, I never restricted what I ate, I never over-exercised, and I have also never had a stress-related injury out of all of my years running. From age 8 was really when I started running until the end of college, really, when I was like competitively running, I had never had a stress-related injury. And I can credit that a lot to me not worrying about what I ate and just eating until I was full and never trying to manipulate the way my body looked like. And I find a lot of people put stress on like looking a certain way, and it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I cannot stress enough how important it is to eat enough. Like, that's the one thing I want to emphasize to especially the young girls of the running community. If you're in high school watching this, like, I cannot stress enough how important it is to eat during those like high school years, because that will have such a big impact on the years later. Like, not only in your high school career, but if you're going to be running in college, your fueling in your high school years will impact like your college life. It just impacts your overall growth, your bone health. And I don't know, if I can leave one lasting impact on the running world, like, I would want it to be for young girls to be confident in fueling their bodies, not stressing too much about it. That's the other thing, is since I posted the Instagram post, I've gotten a lot of messages being like, well, how do I know how much to eat? How do I know what to eat? And I can't answer that for you. I don't know. I don't know people's personal backgrounds. Obviously, me being like a bigger runner, obviously I had to eat more than other people. And I also had a lot of non-running friends. Like, the most of my friends in high school weren't runners. So I found myself literally eating double the amount that other people were. But I didn't even think twice about it. It's so hard to explain, because I literally ate whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. Yes, I'm known as like one crazy foodie, the person that eats healthy all the time. And I think I definitely saved like the healthy eating for college. I did not really focus on necessarily healthy eating in high school. I didn't even think about it. I didn't overthink the quality of food I was putting into my body. Like, yeah, I would say I definitely ate like a standard Western healthy diet. Like, I wasn't eating fast food all the time, and I was eating generally healthy. I never like limited myself ever. I was known for being the person that would go to a party and would be at the snack table all night long. Like, that was my favorite place to be. I was known in my friend group for eating a bunch of candy. Like, I was a candy fiend. And at pasta parties, you know, I was loading up my plate with just pasta and breadsticks. So my favorite activity, especially as a family, we would go to the movies, and I would get my popcorn, pizza, candy, and Slurpee. Like, especially nowadays, I find a lot of younger people are really, really focused on nutrition, which I think is good. Honestly, I think I could have been a little bit better about that. Maybe not have as much candy as I did back in high school. Another thing that I wanted to emphasize was the difference in like the events that I was running in high school over the course of the years. So as my body changed, running definitely felt different. And I really started to find strength in other events as I got taller and as I got stronger. So definitely like my youth years, I was better at cross country. I just felt a lot stronger in like my endurance when I was younger. But then as I got older and I started like putting on more muscle and obviously getting taller, I definitely found better strength in my miles. So that is also a big difference, is I just learned what my strengths were as my body was changing. And running definitely felt a lot different, but I was so much stronger in the shorter events as I grew. And I also kind of wanted to touch on the fact that as I post this on my Instagram story for at Convos Over Cold Brew Pod on Instagram, but my times were trending faster as I got bigger and as I grew. So yes, running was feeling a lot different as I grew, but I was also trending faster. But I also want to emphasize that there were also plateaus, and there were times that I was frustrated that like running was feeling a lot different than it did in the past when I was 5 inches shorter. But even though running felt different, just being able to adjust my training into more speed-oriented work and kind of focus on my newfound strengths for the shorter events definitely helped me mentally kind of transition into my new body and obviously get stronger in the shorter events. So that's also something I wanted to point out was as I was growing, I did feel a lot different in my body, but it is possible to kind of push past that point. And if you're starting to feel different in your body, maybe trying switching up your training or trying out a newer event, just something that kind of switches up from the past couple years. For me, I know helped a lot mentally, especially to give an example. So my junior year, I wasn't doing as well in the 3200 as the first couple years. So my sophomore year, I ran 10:24 in the 3200 and I felt really strong in that event. And junior year, you know, I really had a big growth spurt that year and I wasn't feeling that good in the 3200. It just wasn't as comfortable as it used to be. And instead of focusing on the 3200 that year, I started focusing more on the miles. So I took my mile from 453 to 451 my junior year. Definitely felt a lot more strong in that event, but my 3200 went to 10:36. So I got slower in the 3200, but faster in the mile. So I wasn't too hard on myself, though I was a little disappointed that my 3200 got slower. But then my senior year, I ended up lowering both of my times in the mile and the 3200. So my mile went from 451 my 1600 went from 451 to 445. And then my 2 mile went from 10:24 my sophomore year to 10:23 my senior year. And I thought I was done with the 3200. I wasn't really focusing on that event, but I really pushed through and didn't kind of give up. And I ended up beating my time from sophomore year, which I thought honestly wasn't possible, but I did it. So it just kind of is adjusting your training and really not being too hard on yourself. Even if you are in a plateau right now, like you can push past it. You really just have to believe and keep pushing through. And even if running feels a lot different, just trying to focus on your strengths and even developing your weaknesses a little bit. Maybe getting in the weight room, I know really helped me dealing with injuries because growing a lot, I had a lot of knee issues. So definitely, especially my senior year, focusing on getting my knees a little bit stronger, like my quads, especially with the speed work, it helped out a lot. So I just kind of wanted to touch on that too, because yes, running felt a lot different, but you can still be successful in running even if you feel a lot different than you used to in your first couple years of running. I also think that saving things for later in your running career is also a good idea. I'm really glad that I didn't really dial in my nutrition into later in my college years, because I think it really helped me like take my running to the next level as I got older and after I let my body like go through puberty in high school. So I don't even know what I'm saying in this podcast. I just really wanted to post an episode and kind of explain my thought process around all of this. And the biggest thing I can say is just to not overthink it. That's the thing, is I feel like a lot of runners are putting too much pressure on themselves to be perfect and do everything right. And I would really, really recommend enjoying the process when you're young. You don't need to stress out over these little things. When you're in high school, you're not a professional runner. You know, you have time to build into like the more dedicated habits. You're already going through so much physical change and stress on your body when you're going through puberty. So I think putting the added stress of like doing all of the little things correctly, it just kind of overwhelms you. And like I said in my Instagram post, the harder you fight your body, the harder it will fight back, which means basically what I mean there is the harder you try to fight your body that is like changing and going through puberty, the more likely you are going to cause injury or burnout, especially later. And for females, like, the lack of period is a huge issue. Obviously, that's something I've talked about, and even something that I struggled with, even though I never underate or over-exercised. But I definitely was going to the gynecologist, like, following up and making sure my bone density was okay and doing everything I literally physically could to make sure I was healthy and just focusing on enjoying the process. Also, just to put it into perspective, the best runners that I've seen collegiately and post-collegiately, like my friends that are professional runners, they are all very, very down to earth. And a lot of them are the same way. They didn't really start focusing on all the little things until college or even after college. And a lot of them didn't even start running until high school. So these really successful runners are focused on their training and their recovery and not focused on manipulating what their body looks like. The amount of people that I've seen just be taken away from the sport of running basically by not eating enough and so many injuries. It's really upsetting, honestly. And the ones that come out the other side, whether that be excelling collegiately or post-collegiately, are people that have fueled their body consistently, one of the biggest things, and have really focused on just having the balance of enjoying running and pushing themselves in training and not taking it too far. So especially when they were younger, like a lot of them didn't even start until later in high school, or at least start really focusing on their training later in high school. So another thing I want to talk about that I didn't really talk about in my Instagram post was the impact of social media. For me, and I've talked to other people, like my friends that are runners that are my age, it is crazy just to see the impact social media has had on younger runners. And you can kind of see that in the way high schoolers are training nowadays. A lot of them are training like college runners just because there's more information available, especially through social media or online in general. There's just a lot more information out there on what the pros are doing, what the collegiates are doing, how they're training, how they're recovering, resting, eating, whatever that may be. And while I really think it helps us as like the Americans progress in the sport, I also think people need to realize that there is always room for improvement later down the road. You don't need to do everything correctly as a 14-year-old in high school. And also that social media is definitely a highlight reel. You don't know what these people are struggling through at the moment. You don't see their bad days. I'm sure most of the time you only see their good days. And people tend to go into a little hiding, you know, when they're not having the best time or they're struggling with their training. A lot of people aren't posting about how they're struggling with their training. So I urge a lot of the younger generation to, if you're feeling like you are comparing yourself to these other runners or even just people in general on social media, log off for a while. Like the social media, I can't believe I'm saying this as a person that works in the social media world, but social media just can have such a big impact on your mental health. And I urge you to delete your apps for at least a couple days and just see the difference in how it makes you feel, and or unfollow the accounts that are making you feel poopy, you know? Like if you see someone and they're like ripping these workouts and it makes you feel bad about yourself, then unfollow them. It's not worth it. It's just, you need to focus on your own journey. And I'm just very grateful, honestly, that I wasn't always looking at what my competitors were doing in high school, because I don't know how it would have affected me. I feel like it definitely would have had a bigger impact than, you know, me being completely tuned out. Also, I feel like one of the reasons that I was like, had a very good head on my shoulders was because I was logged off of my phone for a while. And even over the course that social media has become a lot more prevalent, and obviously I've been doing a lot more work in social media, I know my mental health has taken a hit just from being online all the time and scrolling. And I honestly feel like a lot of the time I just let life pass me by because I'm on my phone, like scrolling through social media, and it can be really addicting. So I have definitely found myself deleting my apps more often these days, or just not scrolling as much and focus on creating rather than consuming content. So it's definitely something I need to focus on too. And it's just hard when you're wrapped up in the moment or you're just finding yourself scrolling. But if you delete your apps for a couple days or just log off for even a day, you can really tell the difference in your mental health in terms of comparison. So yeah, I know this was a short little episode, but I just wanted to come on and kind of explain, I guess, my Instagram post a little bit more and just emphasize to continue eating enough, not restricting yourself, not overthinking it. That is the biggest thing, especially for you younger runners. Don't overthink it. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Enjoy the moment, and you will always have more time in the future to focus on doing more of the little things. Use high school as a time for not only physical growth, but mental growth too, and learning how to race better, racing tactics, and in training, just like learning how to push yourself a little bit harder. The best thing that you can do is know that maybe you graduate from high school, know that you're going to have something to build on in college, because the last thing you want to do is finish high school and feel like you've already done everything that you can to be a good runner and not know how to transition over to college or take that next step. So I don't even know if any of this made sense. Honestly, I feel like I just ramble a lot of the time. That's what I basically did on my Instagram. But I hope you guys enjoyed this short little episode. Let me know what you guys think of these little bonus episodes if you want to see more. I really, really appreciate your guys' support of the podcast so far. It means so much to me. And I haven't been spending as much time on YouTube just because as much as I like filming myself, honestly, I don't know if I do, but I really like to hear from other people and I want to kind of share other people's stories and other people's backgrounds. So that's why I like this podcast so much. If you guys like the podcast, it would mean so much to me if you made a monthly donation on the Anchor platform to help support me through these episodes and keep this podcast going. I really, really want to continue to grow it and eventually maybe even be able to travel in the future to meet up with guests and record with them or do a video format in the future. That would definitely help out a lot through the monthly donations on the Anchor platform. It's super easy. You can do as little 99 cents a month, but it would help me out so, so much. And the shout out to this week's supporter is Reed. Thank you for supporting the podcast. It means so, so much to me. I give a shout out to one of my supporters in each episode, so make sure to go check that out. The link is in the show notes. And also, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, it helps me out a lot if you rate and review the podcast if you like it. It really helps in growing the podcast. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys again on Thursday. Peace out, fellas.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.